Welcome back to the Carson's Court Show. Here we go. Let me do this. All right, let's start off with talking about Trevor Lawrence, Clemson's quarterback, one of the best quarterbacks in college football ever. Here's the thing. All right, is the Jets right now are in premier position to get him. So if something would happen, that they would get him, they not only have Sam Darnold, but Trevor Lawrence. They could trade Sam Darnold, get maybe, I wouldn't even get a few picks. I wouldn't wait for young people to get started. I would collect players, collect wide receivers, tight ends, defense. I mean, you can't collect everybody, but at least one good wide receiver, one decent tight end, and one pretty good defensive player for Sam Darnold. And the Jets have basically done a one-year rebuild. And I'm not saying they're tanking. I don't think the Jets are tanking at all. But what I do think is they are in premier position to possibly get Trevor Lawrence. The Jets could. And like I said, I mean, you know, I think they're in a better position than most teams that are 1-6, 1-7. Because the Jets, number one, will get the number one pick. More than likely. They have a shot at getting possibly a one-year rebuild coming out much stronger. Look, I'm not saying the Jets are going to win the division. But what I am saying is I think there could possibly be just under 500 next year. I mean, this team has, if they can get Trevor and they could trade Sam Darnold, maybe trade a few other picks. The one thing I wouldn't do if I was the Jets was I would keep Le'Veon Bell, maybe trade him as well and get some more players. So like I said, I mean, the Jets, they have players to trade. So, I mean, you know, it's definitely not out of the question that the Jets could be near or just under 500 come next year. The next team I want to... I also want to talk about the Pittsburgh Steelers. Have you seen their schedule? Play Baltimore this week. Next week, Dallas. Week after, Cincinnati. And then they play Jacksonville. So, number one, Cincinnati's... like 1-5 and 7, or somewhere 1-5 and 1. Excuse me, the 1-5-1. I think they're somewhere in there. Cincinnati, Jacksonville is 1-6, and Dallas is 2-5 or whatever. So let me say this: if Pittsburgh wins this week, I think they'll beat Dallas. I think they'll beat Cincinnati, and I think they'll beat Jacksonville. If Pittsburgh wins this week, they have a shot at going 10-0. 10-0. Now, here's the thing. Baltimore's defense is good. Very, very. Baltimore has a great defense. So does Pittsburgh. So I think this is going to be an extremely close game the whole way. An extremely low-scoring game the whole way. So, Baltimore... my NFL picks are coming up tomorrow, so you don't want to miss that. But there's going to be, I think, a few upsets that I have on my picks there. Not that this is an upset. I think this will be, if Pittsburgh wins, it's not going to be a major upset. If Baltimore wins, Baltimore's probably going to be the favorites here. So that's huge. If you are the Pittsburgh Steelers, it's a big game. You win this game, I think you're in complete control of the division. Baltimore, they do play Baltimore. But, I mean, look at this. Baltimore, I mean, I can't get over that. Baltimore, Dallas, Cincinnati, the Jaguars. If they beat Baltimore this week, and it's going to be tough. It's not going to be easy. But if they can do that, Pittsburgh will be in complete control, probably not of the whole, probably of not just the division, but possibly the whole AFC. So, I mean, that is big. This is a good-sized game. And even if they don't win, they'll drop to 6-1. They'll probably raise to 7-8, 9-1. I mean, Pittsburgh is looking good. All right, Washington football team, and then I want to get to some breaking news in the NFL. Washington football team has beat Dallas, blown them out of the water the other day. Now you start to say, well, I mean, could they make a run for the division? Could they be a good team? Could they be strong? They blew Dallas out of the water. Could they blow Philly out of the water? Could they sweep the... Let me say this. That's... D. Washington is good. Dallas, A, Andy Dalton, is on concussion protocol now. Dallas has a lot of injuries. Dallas is not what they used to be. Dallas is not what the name is supposed to be. Washington has beaten two teams this year. Dallas and Philadelphia. Barely beaten Philadelphia. Philadelphia had stalked a big lead against DC. That fell down. And then they beaten a very unorganized, don't know who their quarterback is, injury Dallas Cowboy team. I'm not saying, I think DC has a chance here. But I think they're going to have to play just a step up a little better. Just a step up. If they can beat Philly again, and they can beat Dallas again, Giants are not winning this division. So if they can beat Philly and they can beat Dallas, then I'll say, hey, you know, Washington's a team to watch out for. One team out of this division has to go to the playoffs. It might be DC. I still think Philly's going to win, but DC, I think, is a team to keep an eye on. That's all I'm going to say. I think, and I was wrong about Dallas. I said going into this, Dak is good, top 10 priority. Zeke is a top 5, maybe. Maybe I would go 5. I mean, it might be 6 or 7, but I would go 5. Dallas is a team that I thought would be really good. So win the division, 10-6 record. I didn't expect them to go 2-5. Not saying Dallas is horrible. All I'm saying is this division's terrible. DC, if you're 2-5, you're in good shape. That's Philadelphia, Dallas, and DC. Those three teams in this division are in decent shape. The Giants, I don't think, are going to win. So now it's starting to think, well, DC could make it. Yeah. Dallas could make it. Yeah. The Giants, even though I don't think they're going to make it, they're only one game out of first place. It's going to take for one team to step up. And so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to look at some of these divisions. And I'm going to do this. Coming up next on the Carson's Court Show, I'm going to say, all right, let's look at DC's, let's look at Cowboys, look at Philadelphia and see which of those three, let's look at the Giants, I'll throw them in there, look at which teams are in better shape here. I think Philly's going to win the division, but you really just can't roll out any team when the division is this close. Look at another division that's very close, the NFC West, Seattle. People say they're 6-1. Or 6-1. Arizona's 5-2. The Rams just won. Seattle doesn't have this division. I think Seattle's a great team. They're still going to be my pick to win the Super Bowl. In January, you don't know what could happen with COVID. If everything's settled down, they start to get fans back in the stadiums. Seattle's a tough, tough place to win the division or to play. So if they get the number one seed in the NFC, it's going to be tough. Seattle's going to be tough. Let's look at some of these rosters real quick. Over some of these schedules. All right, so let's see here. If you go to week 8, which is coming up, you see here. Okay. And this is interesting. The 49ers play Seahawks. Seahawks, I think, will win. But here's the thing. This is going to be a good game. Might want to tune into this one. Dallas, Philly. One team's going to go 4-2-6. Philly's my pick. DC gets a bye. So now, and the Giants, let's see who the Giants play here. The Buccaneers. So that means DC's going to stay in good shape. And I think Philly, whoever wins the Dallas-Philly game, which I think Philly, they're staying in good shape. So now you got Philly and DC are the two biggest competitors here. So they'll be to flip the coin to week 9. Pittsburgh plays Dallas. Loaded. Pittsburgh's good. Pittsburgh should win. Oh, Dallas drops again. Oh, DC, the Giants. DC might win. And then you come down here. And Philly gets a bye. So Philly has a good shot at winning this week, and they get a bye, which will raise them to 3-4-1. Philly's getting to be 500 here, folks. Let's go to week 10. Philly plays the Giants, which they should win. Philly rises to 500, 4-4-1. I mean, you see how it's working here. Phillies keep climbing. DC, the Detroit Lions. Philly should, DC should win. I mean, you look at this here, you start to see, hey, there's a little bit of separation here between Philly and maybe the other divisions. I mean, yeah, DC is better. But, I mean, you know, I think what it's going to come down to, week 11. Bengals and DC. DC should win. I mean, I do think there's a separation here. Philly and the Browns. That's going to be close. But I think, that is going to be really close. But my point here to all this is you start to climb it down the ladder here. And you say there is a little bit of separation between Philly and the rest of the division. There is a little separation between Philly, DC, and the rest of that's my point. Alright, well, thanks for listening to the Carson's Court Show today. You have a great rest of your day. For the last time, we are live in Virginia Beach. Coming up tomorrow, my NFL picks. You don't want to miss them. Also coming up tomorrow is I'm going to talk about a few teams. Break down a few games. I'm obviously going to break down the Thursday night game tomorrow. That's all next, coming up tomorrow on the Carson's Court Show. Thanks, and for the last time, we are live in Virginia Beach. Have a great day. We'll talk tomorrow. Thanks for listening to the Carson's Court Show. Make sure you tell everybody you know about our show. Thanks, and have a great day. We'll talk tomorrow.